Somebody give the Lord a hand clap. Hallelujah. You are God alone. Amen. Happy New Year. Nice to be back together again, even if it was after a few moments of sleep, a few moments of rest. But I'm thankful to end my year in church service and to begin my year in church service. And we trust that everything in between will likewise follow suit, and putting the Lord first in everything that we do. And, you know, if you're just trying to be a church member and trying to be religious, that will sound like a burden, and it'll actually be a burden. You know, we've had many over the years that have, you know, they get upset when there's special meetings that are planned because, you know, there's too much church, or too much this, too much that, and kind of the pushback that we get. Well, that's you trying to endure Christianity, right? But let him get a hold of you. Let it become personal. Let him change your life. And we've already been told that the time would come when we can't wait for these church doors to open. And I've heard people say over the years, well, you know, I guess it's going to take pressure to do that. Well, it might take pressure for it to do that to you, but it won't take pressure to do that to a born-again Christian, because we already have that desire. Amen? It's just that it'll get to the place where everybody has that desire, right? Somebody say, praise the Lord. We don't want a religion that has to be forced. We know that in Southern California, there was a great outpouring of the Holy Spirit in 1906, and known as the Azusa Street Revival. And there was the Assemblies of God sprung up from that, and other churches. There was just a tremendous move of God up in the San Francisco area as well. And we know that a short time later, it was one of the biggest earthquakes that they'd experienced, and there's lots of destruction, and we know that church attendance was at its highest after those disasters, right? Well, what happened a little bit later? You know, once the disaster's over and things settle back in, things go back to normal. So we know that pressure by itself isn't going to make you a Christian. It isn't going to make you love the Lord more. It's not going to cause you to desire to serve him more. We just need to fall in love with him. Amen. And the rest will just fall into place. Amen. So I'm thankful to be here this morning, and I'm thankful that you're here as well. We're thankful for the word that we heard last night. And wonderful service. Just, you know, the timing of the Lord is perfect, and if you approach it right and say, Lord, speak to me, he will speak to you through his provided channel, according to his provided way, and you will benefit, and you will be blessed. How many can say amen to that? So, just a tremendous way to end the year yesterday, but we're going to carry it on into this morning. How many have a desire and a need this morning? And he's faithful, friends, and I'm thankful that I have that desire, because if I didn't, then, you know, you'd come to be a spectator, or worse than that, a critic. But I have a desire. Amen? I have a hunger. I have a thirst. And I know that all of you do as well. So we're told, blessed are they that hunger and thirst. It's qualified after righteousness, right? So you're blessed just to have that desire, right? You are blessed. Why are you blessed? Because that desire is going to be met. And if you didn't have that desire, you wouldn't have the blessing that comes with that desire. Amen? So we're in great expectation, and we want to start this new year out on a positive note. We want to, on a high note, and we want to take things up a step. You know, I remember Each year in elementary school, the new year coming up, there was always a little bit of trepidation, right? And you'd always have maybe some that weren't studying as hard as they should, or some that were maybe a little more disorderly than others. They'd be warning you, oh, this next grade, oh, it's hard. And this teacher, oh, it's a, oh, he's the meanest guy, and you know, and so you listen to that, and you don't have anything to bounce it off of. You get that input, and so you approach that next year thinking, I'm going to have to step it up. And that is true. Otherwise, there'd be no reason to go into the next grade. If the next grade was just a repeat of what you just did, you wouldn't be stepping it up, right? But it's always upward. You're always being stretched. You're always being challenged. Now, in my own personal experience, I found almost without exception that the ones that they warned me about that were they were too hard or too stern, those were the best teachers. Those are the ones that I appreciated the most because they wanted me to learn. They wanted me to step it up. They wanted to impart something, and they wanted me to take it seriously. And I appreciated that very much. And I have to say, I probably got more from it that way. And it wasn't as scary. It never was as scary as it had been presented to me, right? But maybe there was some a silver lining in all of that talk about what's going to take place the next year. Maybe there was some silver lining because it did cause me to be prepared to step it up, right? It did cause me to be prepared to do things a little bit differently, to expect change, right? I think that's the way we ought to approach this new year. I don't want a rerun of last year. Right, I'm not saying I didn't enjoy last year. That there wasn't good things in last year. There was, right? There was hardships and there was mountaintops, right? But that was last year. Now it's this year, and I believe that God has a word reserved to manifest this year, and I want to walk in it. I want to take things to the next level. I want to step it up, don't you? I want to be more surrendered. I want to be more sensitive. I want His will to be done in 2023. I want what He has planned for. So don't expect the same thing that happened last year. Don't expect that going into this year, because that would just be a repeat, right? And you could do that without thinking. You could just put it on cruise control and step and repeat, and right? But we want to be in expectation because we serve a living God, and we don't know what tomorrow may bring, right? But we do know that He's preparing us for what tomorrow may bring. So every time we come together, we want to be... Lord, prepare me for what's coming. Equip me, feed me, patch me up from this last week. But let me go further in whatever it is that you've called me to walk in. Amen. Is that your desire? I'm excited. You know, I love recognizing we're going to go into a new chapter. Right, whatever it might be. I mean, in the line of work that I was in, we were always looking at doing things new and better and cheaper or what have you. And we did that with a certain amount of anticipation. That should be our attitude towards church, right? You'll have people that will say, well, the church this and the church that. And a lot of times it's real negative and, guess what? That's what they're expecting. That's what they're looking for. And that's what they'll find. And sadly, they won't be disappointed because that's what they wanted to find. But how about the opposite? right? I'm in anticipation of higher, greater, deeper, further, more surrendered, more of him. Amen? Amen. Blessed be his wonderful name. You love him this morning? I'm gonna cause my musician brothers and sisters to struggle here for a moment, and maybe the sound booth too, because I've got a song in my heart that I want us to sing before we have our brother come out. And it's I Would Not Be Denied. We haven't sang it for a while, so maybe if we could search and see if we have the words to that. Now, don't try and song lead. Let the song leader lead. So what I'm trying to get at is that I'm gonna set a pace that is exciting, right? If you sing it slow and like a funeral service, then the message of this song won't come across, right? Well, it seems a little too fast. Well, let it become a reality to you, and you won't be able to wait for the words to come out, right? The scripture says, make a joyful noise. Make a joyful noise unto the Lord. Hallelujah. You know what? Before we sing this song, just don't shake hands. Don't walk around the building, but turn to your neighbor and say, God bless you. I'm glad you're here. Amen. Actually, we'll just start out with a chorus before we go into that song. Okay? All right. I don't know what you came to do, but I came to praise the Lord. I don't know what you came to do. I came to praise the Lord. I don't know what you came to do. I came to praise the Lord. I don't know what you came to do. I came to praise the Lord. Hallelujah, hallelujah. I don't know what you came to do. I came to praise the Lord. I don't know what you came to do. I came to praise the Lord. I don't know what you came to do. I came to praise the Lord. Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. Some may come to criticize, but I came to praise the Lord. You can sit and criticize, but I came to praise the Lord. You can sit and criticize, but I came to praise the Lord. Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. Oh, I don't know what you came to do, but I came to praise the Lord. I don't know you came to do. I came to praise the Lord. I came to praise the Lord. Hallelujah. Amen. Give the Lord a hand clap this morning. Hallelujah. As Jacob in the days of old, I wrestled with the Lord, and in an instant I stood upon his word, and I would not be denied. I said I would not be denied. Jesus came and made me whole. I would not be denied. When pangs of death seized on my soul, unto the Lord I cried. Till Jesus came and he made me whole, I would not be denied. Amen. No, I would not be denied. I said I would not be denied till Jesus came and made me whole. I would not be denied. Amen. Old Satan said my Lord was gone and would not hear my prayer. Liar, liar, liar. But praise the Lord, the work is done, and Christ the Lord is here. Amen. I would not be denied. I said I would not be denied till Jesus came and made me whole. I would not be denied. Amen. Amen. Let's hold the instruments for just a moment. I have I struggle because I'll try and follow whatever the music is, but I'm supposed to be leading, right? So no music. Let me lead. And if you can't keep up, that's your problem. That was still too slow. We got to put our heart into it. We got to sing it with an attitude. Your attitude needs to be, I'm not going to be denied. Satan, I don't care. You're a liar. Thank you for that song last night, sisters. Satan, you're a liar. And I'm not going to be denied. I didn't come here to criticize. I didn't come here to be depressed. I didn't come here to be defeated. I came here to meet with the Lord Jesus. And I'm not going to be denied. So we'll just sing this a cappella for a minute. And if we can get the right pace, then if the musicians can keep up, they can jump in. If not, we're not going to be denied. Amen. As Jacob in the days of old, I wrestled with the Lord. And instant with the courage bold, I stood upon his word. And I would not be denied. I said I would not be denied till Jesus came and made me whole. I would not. That's good. Hallelujah. Old Satan said my Lord was gone and would not hear my prayer. He's a liar, but praise the Lord, the work is done, and Christ the Lord is here. Amen. I would not be denied. I said I would not be till Jesus came and made me whole. I would not be denied. When pangs of death seized on my soul, I cried till Jesus came and made me whole. I would not. That's our attitude this morning. I would not be denied. I said I would not be denied till Jesus came and made me whole. I would not be denied. I said I would not be denied. Amen. That's good. Till Jesus came and made me whole, I would not be denied. Amen. Give the Lord a hand clap. Hallelujah. Blessed be the name of the Lord. Hallelujah. One more. Sorry, brother. We got all afternoon. Amen. I don't know what you came to do. I don't know what you came to do. I came to praise the Lord. See, we got a better pace now. I don't know what you came to do. I came to praise the Lord. I don't know what you came to do. I came to praise the Lord. Hallelujah. 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 I will praise him. I will praise him. I will praise him in the morning. Praise him in the noontime. Praise him. I will praise him. I will praise him in the sun. Oh,
I get so thrilled with Jesus every moment of the day. I get so thrilled with Jesus. He's the truth, the life, the way. I get so thrilled with Jesus. He satisfies my longing soul. I get so thrilled with Jesus. He's the one that makes me whole. And again, I get so thrilled. Amen. I get so thrilled.
So thrilled with Jesus every moment of the day. Thrilled Jesus away. Thrilled with Jesus.
Yes.
Amen. You believe that?
Amen. Glory.
Amen. We love him this morning. Amen. You may be seated for a moment. Amen. We just appreciate the Lord, don't we? Amen. We appreciate his goodness and his mercy to us. Amen. We appreciate everything that he's done for us.
Amen. And we just love him with all that's within our hearts. Amen. And what a way to end a year and what a way to begin a year. I remember they tell me, I don't know if it's true or not, but they say that however you end the year, whatever you are doing as you end that year, you'll be doing it the rest of the new year. So I trust that this is what we'll be doing. Amen. Praising the Lord and thanking him for his goodness and mercy to us and just loving him. Amen. Because there's nothing like it. Amen. There's nothing like being in love with the Lord Jesus. I appreciate that. Amen. And I just thinking, just in the back hearing Brother Doug talk and just, about, stern teachers and everything. I remember one time and, I thank God for a godly mother and dad, I was thinking, I was telling Brother Homer here, my pastor, I was saying, it's something how that, like I said, 1969, we came into the message, my mom and dad, and I said, my mom and dad, then me and my wife, then my kids, and then their kids. I said, four generations. Yeah. But you know what? He's still just as real today as he was then. Amen. And he never changes. We may change, but he never changes. I remember one time, and you know, you especially mamas, you know, you can't get one in on them. And so I had some friends over, and I was kind of being rebellious and everything, and had some friends over, and I had this record, Davey. You know, that's the name of this guy, and I forget his whole name, but I thought he was cool dude, you know, or whatever, you know, and he'd tell jokes and everything, and you know, and all that, and I had a couple of my friends over, and we were talking about that, and I was playing this record to him, and this guy was cracking some jokes and everything. Well, the phone rang, so I answered the phone. It was my mom, and she said, "Hey, David, I forgot my grocery list at the house. Could you bring it to me?" This is before cell phones was invented. I wish they had been invented, because I could have texted to her. And I said, "Well, I got these friends over playing this record." Well, she hung up the phone. And I don't know how far it was across town, but boy, it didn't take her long to walk through that front door. And she grabbed that record off the record player and broke it over her knee in so many pieces. That was goodbye to Davy. We need more mothers and fathers like that. Amen. Amen. So I was just thinking about that. Just, you know, we need to be stern. We need to keep pressing on. Step it up a notch. Amen. And I'd like to take this time to thank Brother Doug and Sister Jennifer for having us. You know, me and my wife always look forward to coming out here, and just, we appreciate that. Amen. Just, we appreciate the meals. Amen. We appreciate everything, and just the fellowship, and just the services. We just appreciate each and every one. Amen. And we want to say we thank you. We love you. Always got a special place in our heart. We love you. Amen. And so we just appreciate you. And I'd like to read this little deal to you before we get started, and then we'll just try to get into the word of the Lord. It's called Funny, Isn't It? It says, "Funny how a $100 bill looks so big when you take it to church, but so small when you take it to the mall. Funny how long it takes to serve God for an hour, but how quickly a team plays 60 minutes of basketball. Funny how long a couple of hours spent at church seems, but how short they are when watching a movie. Funny how we can't think of anything to say when we pray, but don't have difficulty thinking of things to talk about to a friend. Funny how we get thrilled when a baseball game goes into extra innings, but we complain when a sermon is longer than the regular time. Funny how hard it is to read a chapter in the Bible, but how easy it is to read 100 pages of the best-selling novel. Funny how people want to get a front seat at any game or concert, but scramble get a back seat at church services. Funny how we need 2 or 3 weeks advance notice to fit a church event into our schedule, but can adjust our schedule for other events at the last moment. Funny how hard it is for people to learn a simple gospel well enough to tell others, but how simple it is for the same people to understand and repeat gossip. Funny how we believe what the newspaper says, but question what the Bible says. It's funny how everyone wants to go to heaven, provided they do not have to believe or to think or to say or do anything. Funny, isn't it? Are you laughing? Are you thinking? Actually, it isn't funny at all." Amen. Thought that was pretty good. I want to say, God, help me. Amen. Stand with us. Amen. How many's got a need this morning? Amen. Let's just pray. Heavenly Father, Lord, we just thank you this morning for your mercy and your goodness to us. We thank you for everything that you've done for us, Lord. And we thank you for the service last night, Lord Jesus. And well, Lord, it's history now. Lord, now today's another day, Father. And Lord, we need a brand new touch. We need another boost. Lord, if we can say it like that, Lord, we need an extra surge of your Holy Spirit, Father. Lord Jesus, here we are, and many of us, Lord, would have never thought or dreamed we'd have been here this year, Lord God. Lord, I know what people said around the world, Lord, 77, it didn't come. A lot of people threw in the towel, Lord, 83, 88, 2000. But Lord, here we are. Amen. And you're still just as real today as you was back then, Father. I pray, Lord, that you'd help us this morning. Lord, just move the vessel aside and you do the speaking, Lord. Help each and every one of us, Lord God, here this morning, Lord. You saw the hands. You know what was behind each and every hand before it was raised, Lord. Father, I pray, Lord, you bless the pastor, Brother Doug, his wife, Sister Jennifer, his family, Lord. Lord, everyone that's represented in this church, Lord. All the musicians, Lord. The deacons, the trustees, everyone that would have a part, Lord, in order for this church to operate, Lord. I pray, oh God, that you just take full control, Lord. Have your way in each and every one, Lord God. And Lord, may we keep pressing on, Father. For we know, Lord, that our time here is short, Father. And we want to give you every opportunity to be with us, oh God, and walk in us, Lord, and through us, Lord. We love you and we thank you, Lord. Now we ask, oh God, that you just, as we endeavor to try to say something would help your people this morning, we'd ask, oh God, that you just help us, Lord. May we, Lord, just anoint our lips of clay. Let us say those things you'd have us to say. Anoint the hearts and ears of the listener now, Lord. And we walk from this building this morning, Lord. We can say it was good for us to be here. And we ask these things in Jesus' name. Amen.
If you have your Bibles this morning, turn with me to the book of Genesis. And then the 5th chapter, and then in Genesis, the 6th chapter. And I thought I knew what I was going to preach on this morning. And I was sitting over there after the service waiting for us to take the communion. And Brother Doug began to read some quotes that the prophet of God had said. And he said something about walking into this new year. And so I was in the room this morning just kind of looking. And seemed like God began to deal with me this direction. So you just pray with us. Genesis, the 5th chapter and the 22nd verse. And Enoch walked with God after he begat Methuselah 300 years and begat sons and daughters. And all the days of Enoch were 365 years. And Enoch walked with God and he was not, for God took him. Then in the 6th chapter, Genesis, the 8th and 9th verse. But Noah found grace in the eyes of the Lord. These are the generations of Noah. Noah was a just man and perfect in his generations. And Noah walked with God. May the Lord add his blessings to the reading of the word as you're seated. I like to take for a thought, if I can, walking with God. Walking with God. And I was thinking about here as we begin to look at this this morning, and just you pray with us and try not to hold you too long, but just want to go by the leadership of the Lord. Yes, amen. And so we spend too many times doing other things besides what we need to do. Amen. And I think church should be a drudgery. It should be a grand opportunity to be able to come to the house of God. So we find out that it said here that in the 6th chapter, the 8th verse, but Noah found grace in the eyes of the Lord. See, God had got tired of how men, how everybody was living, how manhood was going, how that, because the scripture said that even their imagination was evil. Their thoughts were evil. Their designs were evil. Everything about them was just evil. And God got tired of it. And he said, I'm going to destroy. He said, I even repent that I've made man.
and I'm going to destroy man from upon the face of the earth. But the scripture said, but Noah found grace in the eyes of the Lord. That's what I want to do this morning, is find grace in his eyes. Now, I may not find grace in your eyes this morning. I may not be perfect in your eyes this morning. None of us. And you may not be perfect, and you may not find, you may not find grace in my eyes this morning. But the thing I want to find is favor with God. I want to find grace in his eyes this morning. And the scripture says that these are the generations of Noah. Noah was a just man and perfect in his generations. And Noah walked with God. And I thought about that. And I thought, now we look at this, and the prophet of God tells us that the age that Noah was living in, it was a scientific age. And how Noah began to preach that God was going to destroy man. And how that it was going to come a flood, and how that God was going to do it. And by they begin to say, Noah, now you're crazy. Surely, Noah, you're talking out of your head. See, Noah, you don't understand it, Noah, but we're living in a scientific age, and we got the instruments, and we can shoot up in the stars, and we can shoot up in the clouds, and there's no water up there. All I know is that God said so. That's what Noah would tell them, that God said so. Now, don't de-Christianize me just yet, but I was at my daughter and son-in-law's house here maybe a year or so ago, and they visited, and they got one up in, I think, Pennsylvania, Sight and Sound, and one out in Branson, Missouri, and they every now and then they put on different things about, they put on a play about David, and I think they put on one about Esther and different ones, and so they put on this one about Noah. And so my son-in-law and my daughter had the DVD, so we was watching it, and in there it depicted Noah. Now, I don't know whether Noah had a brother or not, but in this film it depicted that Noah had a brother. And so his brother came over, Noah's brother came over to visit him, and he said, Noah, what are you doing? He said, well, I'm building this ark because God told me to. And he said, well, Noah, listen. And Noah said, now listen here, brother, before you get to talking to me, you know how we was raised. You know how our mom and dad taught us to trust in Almighty God, to take him at his word, and just whatever he said, that's what we believed. And although it may sound ridiculous to the world, and it may sound ridiculous to our neighbors, and maybe even our kin folks, but you know how our mom and dad taught us, and you know how wicked it has become and everything. And God spoke to me, and he told me he was going to destroy man from off the face of the earth, but he told me to build this boat, and in order for you to be saved, you got to get in this ark. Now, I can imagine that might have been too much for Noah's brother to handle. Couldn't you imagine? Sometimes when you first came into the message and you begin to share it with your kinfolks and stuff, and it was just too much for them to handle. They thought, my, you've gone off the deep end. You lost your marbles. You did all this, you know. But all you can say is, hey, I found grace in the eyes of the Lord. That's what I found. I found grace in the eyes of the Lord. And so Noah's brother, he gets kind of, in this film, he gets kind of involved in the political realm and stuff. And he even goes to the mayor of the city. And the mayor tells Noah's brother, said, listen, your brother's kind of gone off the deep end. What's he doing out there anyway? And Noah's brother shares it with the mayor. He said, well, listen, we ain't gonna deal with it. He just become a nuisance. He's lost his mind. I want to tell you, you need to go to your brother and you need to tell him that we ain't gonna sell him no more lumber unless he comes under our jurisdiction. And so Noah's brother went back to him. He said, I'll tell you what, only thing I know is God told me what he's gonna do, and I'll just stay with what God told me to do. Amen. I don't care what the mayor says. I don't care what this one says or what that one says. I'm just going to stay with the word of the Lord. Amen. I'm just going to stay with the word of the Lord. I like that. Harry remembers, and you might have heard this before, Harry remembers being, and he was, I think he was converted under Brother Branham's ministry, and he had a real powerful healing ministry himself by the name of Jack Cole. And he went to a service one time, and they told him, said, "Now, Jack, you need to take it easy. The mayor of the city's in the congregation. You need to take it kind of easy." So Jack Cole gets up there and he says, "I understand the mayor's in the congregation." He said, "I want to tell you something, Mr. Mayor. If you don't get right with God, you'll go to hell just like the trash man will. Because, see, God's not a respecter of persons. Amen? He's not a respecter of you. He's not a respecter of me. And if he demands me in this hour to come under the jurisdiction of this message, he demands you to come under the same thing in order for us to see a rapture." Amen. So I didn't care. Noah began to work on this ark and began to continue to build it. And at the end, it showed where everybody said, "Well, I don't know, Noah. Maybe when it begins to do this, when it begins to do this, I'll come and get in the ark." Ain't that the way a lot of people's opinions are today? When things get kind of tough and we see this happening, we'll get in the message. We'll get our act together. We'll apply the token then. But it'd be too late. See, it was too late for them. Amen. When it finally started raining, and the Bible says that Noah went in the ark and God shut the door. And when God shuts the door, no man can open it. Amen. Oh, and we can't shut it until God shuts it. And we can't open it when God shuts it. Amen. Oh, God, have mercy upon us today in this hour that we're living in. Amen. They begin to knock on the door of the ark, but it was too late. Amen. But Noah, he walked with God. It didn't matter what anybody else said. Amen. He was walking with God. Now let us look. I read about Enoch, and I just want to capitalize on Enoch's life for a little moment, because I believe the prophet of God said Enoch was a type of us, the bride of Christ. So let's just look at Enoch's walk for a little bit this morning, if we can. And like I said, I try not to hurry, try not to keep you too long, but let's just look at his walk this morning, if we can. And let's look at it this way. What is meant by Enoch's walk this morning? Amen. And first thing, the Hebrews 11th chapter and the 5th and 6th verse says, "By faith, Enoch was translated, that he should not see death, and was not found because God had translated him. For before his translation, he had this testimony that he pleased God." Oh, that's the kind of testimony that I want this morning. Amen. I might not please you this morning. I may not please my wife this morning. I may not even please anybody else this morning, but I want to please him. That's the one I want to please. I want to please my God this morning. And the only way I can please my God is by walking with him this morning. I guess Brother Branham said that's the greatest memorial you can leave with God, is that, hey, you're walking with him and you're believing his word. Amen. Amen. Said by that he had this testimony that he pleased God. Verse 6 says, it says, "But without faith, it is impossible to please him." Now we find out through the prophet of God, he said faith was a revelation. A revelation of what God wants done with his word. Revelation of how we should live in this hour that we, amen, that we're living in. I appreciate that song. I won't be denied. Amen. Oh, Satan said your Lord is dead. Amen. But I come to say I ain't going to be denied this morning, Satan. Amen. I would not be denied. Amen. Hallelujah. God's word is still true. Amen. Without faith, it's an impossible to please him. For he that cometh to God must believe that he is God, that he can do, Brother Doug, that he can do the impossible. Amen. Amen. Oh, you might say, well, not him, but with God, all things are possible this morning. Amen. It may look like it's dark. It may look like the midnight hour, but with God, all things are possible. Amen. You may say, well, the doctor said this, but with God, all things are possible. If you could just move that little finger, all things are possible. Amen. And before you know it, you begin to go like this. Amen. All things are possible with him. Hallelujah. We must believe that he is. Amen. That he is the same yesterday, today, and forever. Amen. That he's still God. He still heals. He still delivers. Amen. He still makes. Amen. He still comes on the scene and renews our spirit, renews our soul. Amen. He still leads us through. Amen. Amen. He leads us through the valley of the shadow of death. Amen. He still prepares a table for us in the presence of our enemies. He's still God. Amen. Hallelujah. He's still God. He must first believe that he is and that he's a rewarder of them that diligently seek him. Now that word diligent means, it means an energetic application. Come on now. I know we had church pass and some of us didn't get in bed till 1, 2 o'clock in the morning. Amen. But if we was up watching a ball game, we'd be shouting and screaming because our team won. But I tell you, I've done read the back of the book and I know whose team I'm on. And I know I'm a winner today. Amen. I'm a winner. Either way, I'm a winner. It's like this woman. Amen. That was going to get on a, she got on a ship to go see her daughter in New York. She had one that had been, had passed away a few years before that, was in glory. Well, before they get to New York, the captain comes on the ship and says, everybody needs to pray. Because in 5 minutes' time, we'll either be on shore, in the harbor, or we'll be in the bottom of the ocean. They came by. That little lady wasn't praying. They said, ma'am, didn't you hear what the captain just said? That in 5 minutes' time, we'll either be on shore, we'll either be in the harbor at New York, or we'll be in the bottom of the ocean. Why ain't you praying? She said, young man, I settled my account a long time ago. I settled it with the Christ a long time ago. And I got on this ship to go see my daughter in New York. I got one that's in glory. Either way, I'm a winner. Amen. If I get on shore, I'll see my daughter in New York. If we go down in the ocean, I'll see her, my daughter that's over in glory. Either way, I'm a winner. Either way, I'm a winner this morning. Amen. I'm glad to be a winner. Amen. It says a rewarder of them that diligently seek him. It's interject. I mean, putting everything you got into it. Amen. It don't hurt to say amen every now and then. It don't hurt to stand to your feet every now and then and wave your hands and say, God, I love you. God, I appreciate you. I thank you for what you've done for me. Amen. David said, my springs are in the Lord. I feel like running through a troop and jumping over a high wall. Whew. Amen. I hear my prophet say, my, I feel religious right now. I don't think he put his head to get hands together and said, my, I feel religious about now. No, I believe he, amen, took them shoulders, slung them back, and said, my, I feel religious right now. I got a picture in my house that somebody gave me where the prophet jumped up on the pulpit waving his leg on the other side. You don't tell me my prophet didn't get happy. He got happy in the Lord. Amen. If he got happy in the Lord, why can't I get happy in the Lord? Why can't I dance every now and then? He called my name. Amen. I'm walking with the Lord. I'm walking with God. And I'm going to put everything I got into serving him. Amen. We go to work. They expect 8 hours out of us. We give it to them. What about him? Hey, we're here maybe, what, 2-3 hours? Maybe twice on Sunday, that's 6 hours. On Wednesday, that's 9 hours a week. That ain't much. Can't we give God what he deserves? He actually deserves more than that. Amen. He actually deserves more than that. Amen. But sometimes we say, well, Brother Doug, you took too long. Brother David, you took too long. This one came down the altar. Oh, my. Well, let them come down the altar. If they need to get prayed through, we'll stay right here with them. Whew. Hallelujah. Amen. Oh, hallelujah. That's what was meant by Enoch's walk. Amen. It was pleasing to God. He didn't do no special deed. He didn't have no special gift. But by faith, he said he walked with God. By faith, it's just a faith walk. Hey, it's like getting up in the morning, going to get in your car, starting it, and driving off, knowing it's going to get you from point A to point B. Amen. Hey, that's what it is. Hey, many things about tomorrow I don't seem to understand, but I know this one thing. I know who holds tomorrow, and I know who holds my hand. And I want to place my hand in the hand of this nail scars and say, Lord, you lead me. You guide me. Amen. Because I know he knows the way. Amen. He didn't have no special gift, no special deed, but by faith, he walked with God. Another thing about Enoch's walk, he realized in the divine presence of Almighty God. Amen. He realized maybe he didn't feel him, maybe he couldn't see him, but he knew he was right there. Amen. I got a promise. I may not be able to feel him, I might not see him, but I know he said he'd be there even in me to the end of the world. Amen. You know, brothers, if you work, sisters, I don't know if you work outside the house, but if you do, you can't work with somebody every day and not knowing a little bit about them. They said there's two things you don't talk about at work. That's politics and religion that gets you killed. I sure don't want to die right now. Amen. But that'll get you killed because everybody's got their opinion about religion, and everybody's got their opinion about politics. Amen. We didn't come here to talk about any of them. We come here to talk about Christ this morning. Amen. Amen. I got my opinion. You probably got your opinion. Amen. Amen. But I'll tell you one thing. All I know is what the prophet of God said. He said, don't fear Russia. Amen. Hallelujah. And all these things are coming together. Amen. I don't understand why people leave the message and don't understand all these. When I look at the things that are going on, I see prophecy being fulfilled right before my eyes. This day, this scripture is fulfilled. Why should I worry? Why should I care? Amen. I know I got a home in glory. Amen. Let come, let go what may. I got a home in glory. Amen. I want to realize that he's right there. Like I said, you can't. In fact, if you work with somebody and you're close, sometimes you become close friends just working together. You know what kind of makes them tick? You know what gets on their nerves? You know when you push the wrong button. What about walking with God then? We're a walk with him so close, amen, that we know what he wants. Like Esther said, when they gave her the things of purification and said, you need to do this and you need to do this. She said, hold it. Wait a minute. What does a king like? That's what I want to do. Whatever he likes, that's what I'm going to do. Whatever he likes this morning, that's what I want to do. Amen. If he wants me to raise my hands and worship him, that's what I'll do. If he wants me to dance, that's what I'll do. Whatever he likes, that's what I want to do. Amen. That's what I want to do, whatever he likes, whatever turns him on. Amen. Amen. You can't, like I said, you can't walk with someone daily without knowing it, that they're right there. Amen. You might not say a word or two, but you know, amen, you can kind of, it's like me and my wife sometimes. We've been married so long that we know what each other thinks. You know, said, that was right on my mind, you know, to say that. Hey, I like that because the Bible said, me and Brother Doug was talking about the other day. I think it's yesterday. The bride, she has thus said the Lord. She knows what he wants done with the word, and she keeps still, and he knows what to move. Amen. Hallelujah. Oh, another thing, and sometimes on the job, you may share the same interest. Amen. You go talking about sports or cars or whatever or this or that or hunting or whatever it is. You share some interest. What about God? We should share some interest in what he likes. Amen. But what the Bible says, that over there in Malachi, the third chapter, that there's a book of remembrance wrote often about of one another, about those that talk often one to another about him. Oh, that's the book of remembrance I want to be in. Amen. We may talk about hunting. We may talk about sports. We may talk about all this, but we'll come around and say, hey, don't you know what the prophet of God said over here? Well, what about what he said over here? And we bring it back in line with the scripture. Amen. Say, what about the scripture over here? Hallelujah. Why? Because it's God's, amen, God unveiling himself to his bride. We share the same interest. Another thing, we're traveling in the same direction. Hallelujah. When we'll be going the opposite direction. Amen. Amen. And not only that, are we traveling in the same direction, we're traveling at the same pace. Amen. They used to tell me, the old timers used to tell me that when they went to church, they had all day singing. Amen. And all day church and dinner on the ground. Amen. And they came and they stayed all day and it got dark and they had to go home by lantern light. And they said you couldn't get ahead of the light because if you got ahead of the light, you messed up. You fall in a ditch. And if you got lagging behind the light, you get messed up then too and fall in the ditch. We need to stay with him as he is the light and walk in the light as he is in the light and we'll have fellowship one with another. Not try to get ahead of the light. Amen. Because if we get ahead of the light, we'll mess up. See, Abraham tried to get ahead of the light, and he listened to his wife, and it produced a Ishmael, a wild man. The scripture said he couldn't be tamed at all. And we look over there today, and that's where all the trouble came from. No wonder. Hey, I've seen it through the years. Somebody comes along, and he's real hot. And everybody's promoting him. We better watch it. Amen. We get in trouble. Amen. I don't want to promote nobody but Christ. Amen. And his word. Amen. I don't want to get in trouble. We always trying to want to produce something. Amen. God will produce it. Amen. He gave us the material. Amen. To walk with and walk by. It's up him to produce the life in us. If he gave us the material and the message to go by, then it's up to him to bring it to pass in our life. Hallelujah. Walk in the same pace. Keep up the light. Amen. No distractions. I don't want no distractions. Amen. You see people come along here driving down the street, and I know in every state they got it now. Don't text and drive at the same time. But I don't care. It don't matter if you're texting or whatever. Sometimes just eating in the car, that distracts you or whatever. And I ain't getting on that or driving record or whatever, but I don't want no distractions, Lord. I want to keep my mind stayed on thee. The Bible says he'll keep us in perfect peace whose mind is stayed on thee. Amen. I want to be stayed on him. I ain't worried about what this is happening and what that's happening, who's going to be the next president and all that. He said, well, Brother David, it looks awful dark. Amen. But oh, there's light. There was light when it was dark in Egypt. There was light in Goshen. Amen. The children of Israel had light. They walked in the light. Amen. Hallelujah. No distractions. Not only that, but I want it to be heartfelt. I want it to be a heartfelt experience. Amen. I don't want to just, you know, just go through the motions. Somebody said, you know, just go through the motions, you know. Said, what are you doing? Just sweeping everything under the rug because we don't want to deal with the problems anymore. We just want to sweep everything under the rug and think everything's all right. But sometimes we have to deal with the problems. We have to deal with the issues of people's lives, amen. But we don't want to deal with the issues, amen. We don't want to deal with God. I tell you what, if you got a God called pastor, he'll deal with the issues. And he said, you need to get God in your life, amen. You need the Holy Ghost. You need to be born again. Hallelujah. I want it to be heartfelt. When I say hallelujah, I want it to come from the very depths of my heart. Hallelujah. Amen. Not only that, I want to be his friend. Another thing about Enoch's walk, he had great communication. Oh, that's what I want. Tell him our joy and praise. Papa God, I just want to tell you, I didn't come to talk about anything. I didn't come to ask you for anything. I just come to praise you. I just come to lift my hands up to you, Lord, and adore you, Lord. It's like that guy that went over there. Remember, Brother Bram tells a story, and I don't think he told a story just to be telling stories. Amen. But he told that story about that slave, and that boss said, hey, Mo, I heard that you got delivered. I heard you got set free. He said, yes, my boss. I said, I was in a tent revival last night, and Jesus saved me, delivered me from my sin. He said, Mo, you really believe that? He said, yes, sir, boss. He said, then I'm going to go sign your proclamation and set you free as a slave that you can go preach to your brothers. Amen. And the close of his life. Amen. Said he was in there and he thought he just went to close his eyes. He thought he was over there. Woke up and said, my. Said, you know, and said he thought he was over there. And the angels were meeting him and said, Mo, let us talk to you about your robe and crown. And Mo said, I don't want to talk about no robe and crown. Just let me sit and look at his face. Amen. Oh, I don't want to talk about a robe and crown. I want to just look at him to get over there and hear him say, well done, well done. That'd be the best thing that I ever heard, him to say, well done. I want to be his friend. Amen. I want to talk to him, say, Papa God, I love you. I appreciate you, Lord. I thank you for your goodness. I thank you for your mercy. I thank you how you kept me out of the wreck. I thank you how you kept me out of the hospital, Lord. I thank you, Lord. I praise you, Papa God. Amen. Tell them our joy and praise, our sorrow and prayer. Amen. You know, everybody today wants to put everything on Facebook. Amen. You tell the Lord, he won't put it on Facebook. Amen. Hallelujah. He won't tell nobody else. Amen. I'm so glad for a friend like Jesus. Hallelujah. And I ain't knocking Facebook or anything like that, but I'm just saying, amen. Sometimes we need to get off of Facebook and get our face in the book. Amen. You know, I told my wife the other day, I said, I got a habit. I just wake up early, I guess. I don't know. I don't know if it's old age syndrome or what, but I just wake up early. Amen. And I said, sometimes I like that. Get up early, Brother Doug, and go over there and get in the quietness of the house and open my Bible and start reading God's word. Jesus, many times when he prayed, he got up in the wee hours of the morning, found him a solitary place. Amen. Oh my. Tell them our sorrow and prayer, our sins and confession. Amen. And it's not just a walk on Sunday morning or Sunday night, or Wednesday night, but it's a continuous walk. Not just a day or two here, but it's a continual walk. I want to walk with him continually. Another thing about Enoch's life, Enoch's walk, his life was one that was progressive. The prophet of God, he had a progressive revelation. He grew because the scripture says the word of the Lord comes to the prophet. He wasn't born with the word, but the word came to him. And the more God revealed to him, he fell that much more in love with him. And he didn't say, well, hey, you don't see it like I do. He ain't got, nah. He loved his brothers and sisters just the same. Brother Billy Paul tells it like this. He said, my dad had enemies and he had friends. But you couldn't differentiate the two from the one. God, you're still working on me. Amen. You're still working on me, Lord. His life was so progressive that he enjoyed more. The more he walked with God, the more he enjoyed. And the more he enjoyed, the more he understood. I like that. Amen. And the more he understood, the more he loved. And the more he loved, the more he received. And the more he received, the more he gave out. That's what I want to do. I want my life to be that progressive, that I can enjoy more, I can understand more, I can love more, I can receive more, and I can give out more. Such as I have, give I unto thee. Hallelujah. Another thing about Enoch's life, it was a holy life. I still believe in holiness. I still believe that sisters need to dress right and walk right. I still believe that men need to dress right and walk right. Whew. It's a holy life. Scripture says, without holiness, no man shall see God. And not only that, that's just a legalistic part of it. But I want the inside to be holy. Just as the outside, because what it is really, it's actually, if this is all it is, see, that's what the Pharisees, they had the phylacteries and everything, and oh, they could stand in the marketplace and have their long prayers so they could be seen. I don't just want to wear my sleeves long or whatever and all that just so I can be seen and make long prayers, but I want it to come from the inside out. amen, inside out, like that dove. He washes himself from the inside out, like that crow. He can go eat Odette carrion off the street, amen, all dead buzzards and everything that's got flies and stink all around it, and go eat wheat out there with a dove. But the dove can't do that. He's got to eat wheat, amen. He can't eat nothing else, because the prophet of God said he ain't got no gall, and if he tried to eat something else, it'd kill him. God, I pray that that'd be with us this morning, that we'll walk right, talk right, and spit white, amen, that we can't go anywhere without God being pleased with our walk, amen. He'd be pleased in what we do. He'll be pleased in our life. He'll be pleased in how we treat one another. Amen. Because God would never walk outside the way of holiness. He has no company with the unjust and rebellious. Amen. He wants us to walk holy. Amen. Had a bell, pomegranate, you know, the priest. When they walked, holy, holy, holy unto the Lord. Holy, holy unto the Lord. History tells me that that priest, see, he was the only one that could go beyond the veil, beyond into the holy of holies. They said they had to tie a rope around his leg. Because said if he died inside there, said they, nobody, so they, that rope was to drag him out with. And you know how they knew he was dead? His bells had stopped ringing. I wonder if we're dead this morning. Have our bells stopped ringing? But are we still crying, holy, holy unto the Lord? Are we still walking, holy, holy unto the Lord? Amen. Hallelujah. I want to walk holy unto him. I want my life to be holy. I want my walk to be holy. I want my talk to be holy. Amen. And the only way I can do that is get in the tapes, get in the Bible, dedicate my life. Amen. Say, God, this is 2023. 2022 is history. Lord, let me do whatever I can. Let me have more of you, Lord. Let my life be more progressive, Lord. Let my walk be more progressive, Lord. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Amen. Another thing about his life, it was a happy one. Because with God, who could be dreary? You know how they do on Monday morning, singing the blues. Gotta go to work, I'm singing the blues. Gotta go make a living and get some and make some more money for the money that my wife is spending at the malls. I'm singing the blues. Amen, I'm singing the blues. But you know what? You don't have to sing the blues on Monday morning. You don't have to sing them on Tuesday morning. Amen. You got a happy life if you're walking with the Lord. Amen. Let me tell you something about happy and joy. It comes from two different sources. Happy means something has to happen for you to be happy. That's where the word happy comes from. Happy or happen. Something has to happen for you to be happy. The boss has to give you the raise on the job and you're happy. They sing your favorite special and you're happy. The pastor shakes your hand and you're happy. But joy comes from a different source. It comes from the Creator himself. And if the pastor don't shake your hand, if they don't sing your favorite song, you still got the joy of the Lord. And the joy of the Lord is your strength. Yea, though I walk through the valley of the shadow of death, I will fear no evil, for thou art with me. Thy rod and thy staff, they comfort me. You know that what that rod and staff is? You know what Brother Branham said it was? Hard preaching. I don't think you can preach it too hard for a believer. You're to come up in the old school. I'm from the old school. You never did see a teenage girl and a teenage boy driving a coast country together in the old school that I came out of. That was unheard of. You never did see them holding hands. That was unheard of until they were engaged. Oh, yes, there's been a lot of mistakes in the message. Amen. But the thing about it is, amen, A girl can't hide it. A man, he could, a boy, he could just forget about it and deny it and all that. But the lady can't deny it. Amen. She's got scars. Amen. But I tell you, God's a God that can deliver this morning. Amen. You can have a happy life. Amen. You can have a holy life. Amen. You don't have to play second fiddle to the devil. That's a bunch of lies that the devil packed on you. Amen. You can take dominion. He put Adam here and told Adam to take dominion over everything. And you young people, you day, you moms, you dads, you can take dominion over everything. Over every kind of spirit that would try to get in your house. You can take dominion over it. Amen. Hallelujah. Another thing about Enoch's walk, it was a safe one. What a protection. I know that y'all had, you know, problems here and all that and just different things when they knocked the window out, set the church on fire some years ago. And you had to watch it, had to put alarms on your houses. The prophet of God said, I think it said, I forget the message now. Just can't record. He preached it up in New York City. And I forget just the name of the message right now, but it got to a place where we had to pack guns. We arrived. Amen. I stopped by the other day. I seen this hat that I wanted. I had this hat and I wanted me another one. So I went in the same store as I was coming down into Phoenix the other day, stopped there in Camp Verde at this Chevron station where I got this hat at. And so I went in there and was looking for it. My wife said, what about this one? I said, well, it says the same thing, but it you know, it's Route 66 and all that, but it ain't the same, but I guess I'll take it. And so she said, well, here it is right here. Well, this guy that was standing beside her said, you know what? I was going to get that. And then he followed me all around the store asking me if I was going to buy it. I had it in my hand, and I was looking around to see if I could find something. You know, he goes, you going to buy that? And I go to this other aisle. He comes around there, said, you going to buy that? And I come around there, and I said, he said, you going to buy that? I said, yeah, I think I'm going to buy it. And he let out a cuss word. Well, I called my pastor, and I was telling him about it. He said, whew. He said, you should have sold it to him. So I wouldn't want you to call me or your wife call me and say, hey, Brother Homer, you're going to have to come get David. He got shot over a stinking hat. Amen. But that's the way it is today. Amen. You just can't, you don't know what people's going to do. It's insanity. It's insane. The prophet of God said the whole world's going insane. This day, this scripture is fulfilled. You see it. And dare you say anything about them. Better be politically correct when you speak to them. Amen. But hey, we got a protection. Amen. The scripture says, he that dwelleth in the secret place of the Most High shall abide under the shadow of the Almighty. You say, Brother David, ain't you scared traveling? Now, I don't travel as much as Brother Andrew Glover or some of them, but one year we was coming out this way, and I went up there. We'd had several stops to make, and, you know, they say this year, and, you know, they said, we're in a triple-demic. I said, triple-demic? I said, the COVID, the flu, and what was that, RSV or whatever it is? Amen. And so I said, you know what? I don't have to claim none of that stuff. Amen. I said, now I know we ain't exempt from them things. We do get sick. The prophet of God, he went home to be with the Lord in an automobile accident. Amen. We don't deny that, and we don't stick our hand in the sand like an ostrich and saying that we ain't going to get some of them things, or we may not die in an automobile accident or whatever. But one of these things, I don't have to go around, hey, I got to be scared. Can't shake hands with nobody and all this. Amen. But I want to tell you one thing. God's my protection. And he's able to keep me in the hour of temptation. He's able to keep me from all these things. And I put my trust and confidence in him. Hallelujah. That's the trust I put in. Another thing about Enoch's walk, it was one of honor. Just to walk with the King of Kings and the Lord of Lords. What an honor. What an honor to walk with him. Amen. Reminds me of that little story. When Brother Ern Baxter, one of Brother Brown's managers, campaign managers, the early years, they was up, I forget where they were, maybe been up in Canada or somewhere, but the king was coming, and they was going to have a great parade, and, you know, Ern Baxter being from Canada, and they was going to send Canadian, you know, pledge allegiance to the Canadian flag and all that, have a great big old parade, and they gave every little kid in the school, little child, a flag to wave. Well, after the parade was over and everything, they went back to their classrooms. There was a little girl that was missing. And the teacher got kind of panicky and was up and down the streets looking for this little girl. All of a sudden, I found her standing over there by a pole, just weeping her heart out. Teacher ran to her and said, "Honey, are you hurt? Are you sick?" And said, "No, ma'am." Said, "Well, what's wrong, honey? Do you feel all right?" Said, "Yes, ma'am, I feel all right. I'm not sick. I feel good." Said, "Well, what's the matter?" Said, "Well, I seen the king, and I waved my flag. But I'm so short of statue." Said, "I don't know if this king seen me." "Oh, but there's one that sees you this morning, amen. Oh, when you raise your hands to him, he sees you this morning. Amen. When you raise your hands to the King of Kings and the Lord of Lords, he sees you. He sees your worship. He sees your adoration toward him. He sees you this morning. Amen. I don't care how little you may think you are, he sees you this morning. I don't care how insufficient you say my prayer was, he still hears. Because the weakest Christian that goes to their knees, the devil even trembles. What an honor to walk with God. Amen. Another thing about this walk, Enoch's walk, it was one that was noteworthy. I mean, not much, just that he walked with God. That's it. Wouldn't that be just what you would needed? If people would go by the cemetery and you was laying in there and all that was said that David Gadman walked with God. What else do I need said about me? Just that I walk with God. I don't need nothing else, not much details, but that he walked with God. Oh, that's what I want, not much details, but that he walked with God. God, help us today. There's a man that Brother Branham preaches, you know, a young man by the name of Garnet Peak. Amen. Probably didn't say no great prayers or nothing, but every time he got sick, he'd call Brother Branham. And Brother Branham would pray for him. God would touch him. He was in iron lung, you know, in a rocking bed. They said to help him breathe. So Brother Branham went by to see him one time. He said, "You know what?" He said, "Garnet," he said, "you know, just young man. He missed out all life. You know, he couldn't play like you, you know what? We shouldn't take life for granted. We should say, God, I thank you that you woke me up this morning. I thank you that you clothed me in my right mind." Because, hey, a lot of people didn't wake up this morning. I wonder how they stood with God. But he gave you an opportunity to, he woke you up. He gave you an opportunity to come in here and worship and praise him. Amen. And he said, "What if I got a call that there's a young man by the name of Garnet Peak that had been drunk and he died up in an automobile accident on the highway?" He said, "Would you rather have it like that or like this?" He said, "Brother Branham, I'd rather it just stay like this." What a testimony. What a testimony. Amen. Said he always had a testimony that he loved God. Now the thing about Enoch, he was a family man. Because the scripture says he begat sons and daughters. And you know, when your family trying to listen to tape, sometimes you have to wait till it gets kind of quiet in the house. Kids get all settled down. Sometimes you worked a hard day. You come in and you know how it is. And at supper, you know, on the table, and have to wait. Everything quiets down. Then you can listen. My brother said, "Get in and cool your room and listen. And you'll remember, young people, that what I'm telling you is the truth." It's a public man. He probably worked, but you know what? He still walked with God. No matter what I know how it is. My wife told me one time, she played the clarinet in a band. And she said she traveled one time with a football team. She said, "I know what they do back there on the buses, in the back of the bus, in the football team, the cheerleaders and all that." We better be careful what we let our kids do, our children do. I ain't trying to knock, you know, or whatever, that's your business. But I'm just saying, I want to walk with God. I want to walk with him. What's more important? The Bible says that he lived in an evil age. It was a day of mockers and despisers where few loved God. Church and state were proposing alliance. Fashion and pleasure ruled the hour, and unhallowed compromise was the order of the day. Let me read you a little deal that a writer wrote about the time between how it was. He described the time between the flood
or between Enoch and the flood. Listen to what he said. The universal prevalence of lust and violence encouraged by longevity, which put the thought of death far away from the antediluvians, was the main cause of the destruction of the ungodly world. A merging of various streams of evil had swelled into an overflowing torrent of corruption. The idolatrous or atheistical race of Cain, the religious decline and final apostasy of the Sethites, who disappointed in their hope of the promised deliverer, abandoned their faith, are attracted by the worldly prosperity and gay lives of the Canaanites, gradually convulsed, cultivated their society and forming matrimonial alliances with them, merged into full conformity with the world. The forms of worship being abandoned, and all sense of the true germinal religion extinguished. Wickedness increased with fearful rapidity until in the 10th generation, the iniquity of the old world came to the full. The kingdom of God was overthrown. Satan reigned supreme in the world. And this man, how he gets his scripture, he gets his scripture from Psalms 14:1. He said, the fool has said in his heart, there is no God. They are corrupt. They have done abominable works. There is none that doeth good. The Lord looked down from heaven upon the children of men to see if there was any that did understand and seek God. They're all gone outside, aside. They're all together became filthy. There is none that doeth good, no, not one. This was the condition of the earth in the day of Enoch to Noah. Every sin, every evil thought, every kind of violence, every kind of corruption. The atheistical race of Cain dominated, mixed marriages, conformity to the world. Their hearts were evil. Their attitudes were evil. Their dispositions were evil. Their designs were corrupt. Their walk was wicked. And yet Enoch walked with God. The Bible says Noah was a just man and perfect in his generation. And Noah walked with God, both of them without the Holy Ghost like we had have it. And they still walk with God. So don't tell me you can't walk with God. In this hour that we're living in, amen, through every age, God had raised up a standard to combat that enemy. And he's raised up a standard in this day. We have a flying eagle, amen, a message, amen, amen, a message to get us ready for a rapture, a message with teeth in it, amen. Hallelujah. No wonder when the prophet of God went beyond the curtain of time. See, he thought, you know, he thought to himself, maybe we'll just be a little cloud floating around and, you know, hello, Brother Neville, and all this. But he said, and the Lord, he was laying back there. You know how he said with him? And he said, would you like to look past the curtain of time? And said he would help me so much. He said, brother, they're just as real as I'm standing right here now. They all came up there hugging him, saying, my precious brother. He said, you know, women hugging man, me. And he said, you know, he said, we got a mixed audience, but you know. He said, emotions and stuff. He said, you know how it is. And the Lord spoke to him and said, hey, did you remember her? He said, I don't think. He said, she was 90 years old when you led her to the Lord. And then they said, well, I want to see Jesus. He said, well, you can't. He's just a little bit higher. He said, but one day, you know, he'll come, you know, and all that. And he said, well, what about Paul, his group? Would Paul have to be judged? He said, Paul had to be judged for what he preached. And he said, where Paul preached baptism in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ, I preached it. We did this, I preached it. And they all cried out, we're resting on that. They even said, if you hadn't come, we wouldn't be here. Amen. Oh, I'm glad he forfeited his life. He surrendered everything. Amen. Like over there looking to the unseen, said, this is the Lord. Said, this is not William Branham. Said, he surrendered his life. I'm using his voice. I'm using his lips. This is the Lord.
Amen. Hallelujah. I'm walking with him. Hallelujah. He bore witness. He couldn't be silent. Jude 14 and 15 says it like this. And Enoch, also the seventh from Adam, prophesied of these, saying, behold, the Lord cometh with 10,000 of his saints to execute judgment upon all and to convince all their ungodly among them of all their ungodly deeds which they have ungodly committed and of all their hard speeches which ungodly sinners have spoken against him. Brother Bram said it like this, 1954, shows the Father. Said, I can see him when he died. He went down into the regions of the lost. I can see him knock at the door. He said, of the lost. Somebody said, who is it? Open this door, and there are the mingling souls that in prison waiting for the day of judgment. He said, you ought to believe Enoch. You ought to have believed the prophets. I'm the virgin-born Son of God. That Enoch said he'd come with 10,000 of his saints. I'm he.
I'm the one, and everything was written of me in my Father's word. I have confirmed it yonder on the cross. It's finished. Close the doors. That's all of it. They had to recognize. Hey, man, another thing about Enoch's walk. He finished his work early. How many brothers ever finished their work early and the boss said, just gone home? You'll still get paid. Just gone home. You finished there. You done a good job. Well, he finished his work early. Hey, man. Traveled faster and reached his home sooner. And he was a young man in that day compared to a lot of them. Scripture said he only lived three, you know, we read it, you know, 300 and something years, you know, but you know, flesh and blood could not inherit the kingdom. He had to be translated. Hallelujah. Had to be translated. And the Bible says that God took him. Now, I don't know. I ain't saying this but maybe some people saw him just like they did Elijah. I don't know, like Jesus. I don't know. But all I know is God took him. Said God took him. He was not, for God took him. You know, America has astronauts. Russia has cosmonauts. But God's got was nots. Amen. One of these days, we're going to be a was not. Amen. You're going to look for me. Just call me gone. Amen. Oh, hallelujah. We ought to walk with God so much that when we come in here, we ought to be expecting something from God. You know, sometimes it's like this. You know, them women, if we look in there on their conversation, close in on the women that were going to the garden, Brother Andy, you know what they were? They were talking one to another. And they had to, what were they going? They wasn't going there, Brother Doug, to find him missing or him being risen from the dead. They had really forgotten what he had said. Because remember, when they were talking about all these things, then they called to remembrance the words that he said, destroy this temple, and in 3 days I'll raise it up again. They wasn't going down there expecting that. You know what their conversation was? They had spices to anoint his body for burial. And what they said, who's going to move the stone away? Who's going to move the stone away? You know, sometimes we get that way. We're on the way to church. I'm sick. I wonder what's going to happen. I don't feel, you know, this, what's going on? And God will come on the scene and answer your questions. All they said, who's going to move the stone away? Amen. And when they got there, they found their question answered. Amen. He answers our questions if we'll just walk with him. Hallelujah. He was missed. The Bible said he was not found. They might have looked for him. They looked for Elijah. They took 50 men of the sons of the prophets, went and searched. They couldn't find him. You know, one of these days, they're going to look for us. We'll be gone. I believe Enoch's departure was a testimony. A lot of people may be doubted. There was going to be a change of body, a rapture, a reward for the righteous. A lot of people doubted. Said, well, I heard that story. I've heard that story. I've heard it over and over again. But brothers and sisters, one of these days it's going to be reality. It's going to be reality. Now let me read you a few quotes and we'll try to wind this thing up. It'll be all right. 1954, he swore by himself and say, and you're here to fulfill it too. Just walk unconscious of fear. Walk unconscious of criticism. Walk unconscious of the world. Walk as you walk in Christ. Walk with him, not paying any attention to right or left hand. Just keep moving on. If something comes up in the church, walk with God. He goes, hallelujah. If sickness strikes you, walk with God. If the neighbor don't like you, walk with God. Just keep on walking with God. Enoch one day walked like that. You know what he done? He walked all the way home with God. Whew. I like that. He walked all the way home. Reminds me of a story. There's these two black sisters. And they was fellowshipping with one another and talking and just having a good old time. You know how sisters get together, especially if they're Christians and they start talking about the Lord. And these two black sisters, they talking and said, oh, mercy. Oh, didn't Brother Doug, oh, glory to God, he showed the corn this morning. Oh, did not he? He just, oh, he didn't hold back. Another sister said, yes, sir. Yes, sir, sister. I know what you're talking about. Did you see that person get happy in the Lord? And they just talking. And then that one sister looked over there to the other one and said, hey, you know what? It's getting late. I got to go home. She said, oh, don't go home. We're just having a good time fellowshipping and talking about the things of the Lord. She said, don't go home. She said, I'll tell you what. Why don't you come walk halfway home with me?
And so they started walking together, and they started fellowshipping again, and they started talking about that things that went on in the church. And said, "My, we had communion last night, and the Lord surely came down. Amen." He touched this sister, and he touched this brother. Oh, and they just are talking. And all of a sudden, that sister said, "Look what I've done, wasn't done. I done walked all the way home with you." She said, "That's all right. Come on in. It's supper time." Amen. I believe that's what Enoch did one time. He just got to walking and talking with the Lord. He said, "Lord, look here what I done, wasn't done. I done walked all the way home with you." He said, "That's all right, Enoch. Just come on in. Just come on in, Enoch. It's supper time." Hallelujah. Hallelujah. It's supper time. I'm hurrying. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. He said, "Just walk with God." He said, he got so up far the road, he didn't want to come back anymore. Prophet says, "Amen. Walk with God." Doctor say, "You're going to die? Walk with God." Yeah, doctor says you can't. Walk with God. Just walk with God. That's all. For God has promised you, "I'll never leave you nor forsake you. I'll be with you to the end of the world." And he took an oath by that covenant that he gave you, that he confirmed it. Just walk with God then. He said, don't pattern yourself after somebody of the world. You're patterning yourself after him. See, watch him. Watch his life. Don't act like so-and-so and Sister Susie or Brother Jackson or whoever it may be. Don't look. Don't act like them. You just walk with him. Fill my way with love as I walk with the heavenly dove. Just stay with him. Watch how it sweetens you and cuts all the world away. Oh my, you don't care what the people says. You're walking with God. Again, 1961, a greater than Solomon is here. But you know, when something is moving in your heart to find God, you don't know no fear. You say, "Can I walk, Brother Branham?" You really hunger to walk. God's putting in your heart. You say, "I might make a mistake." What? Mistake? God will take you through it. Don't you ever worry that if God is telling you and in your heart, say, "Brother Brown, I'd like to preach the whole gospel, but I'm afraid to." They'd excommunicate me. They'd take my papers away from me. Throw it back at them and start walking with God. Again, 1961, Only Believe. He said, "Wouldn't that be nice if we had a testimony like that, brethren? I do only that which pleases God." He said, "Wouldn't that be wonderful, like Enoch, walk with God 500 years and had a testimony that he pleased God?" He didn't have to die, just went up. So then just a little afternoon stroll, he just started walking out and just thought, "Well, I've been here on earth long enough. I'll just walk on up." And I just started by faith. He thought, "Well, I've been here long enough, so I'm kind of tired of being around here. I think I'll just stroll on up till I hit the Milky White Way and just walk on up and knock on the door." So that's what he did. See, by faith, he did it. The Bible said, see, and he got just tired of staying here. He said, "Well, I'm just going to walk up home." Just went on up through the air walking. He did that by faith. The Bible said he did. "When I feel death come knocking at my door, I don't want to have that kind. I want to have that kind of faith." Don't you? Just say, "Well, so long, old world. I'm going to walk away from you now and just start walking on. Just walk right on up past the moon and stars and strike the Milky White Way and go into spheres and spheres. And now the spheres just go on into glory." That's right. They used to have an old song. "Hey, man, just walking up the Milky White, just go running up the Milky White Way. Hey, man, past the moons, the stars, Jupiter, Neptune, and Mars, walking up the Milky White Way." Hey, man, like that song, I'm walking with God. Hey, man, I'm walking in on King's Highway. Now, if you're not walking, start while I'm talking, walking up the King's Highway. Hallelujah. That's what I'm doing this morning. Hey, man. Again, last one. Come to your music. Let's stand together. Easter Seal, 1965. He said, "Let's take another man with that quickening power. There's a man way long ago by the name of Enoch. When a new thing came along, when something came along and said, 'Well, now we have to go back to the old school of this, that, or the other.' Enoch walked with God." Now you listen to these words now. I thought this is amazing. You say, "Well, I don't believe that, Brother David. I'm just saying what the prophet said. I'm just telling you what the prophet said." You ready for it? He said, "Enoch walked with God. Whatever God said do, Enoch never missed one word." I'm just reading what the prophet said. He said he never missed one word. We want to argue, debate. "Well, let me find out this quote, and let me find out this quote, and I'll find out where Brother Doug's got it all scrupled up. I'll find out where this one's got it all scrupled up." Nah, I'm just saying what he said. Amen. He said, now, he never missed one word. He walked with God. What was he? He was the Son of God. He was an eagle that had been called to that day.
And when come time, he was so full of that quickening power. Remember, he had walked 500 years before God. Not one time had he missed his word. Listen, not one time did he misbehave himself. Not one time did he kept the testimony. Everything that God told him to do, he wouldn't have done it. No argument about it. He said, well, Brother David, I don't know about that. Maybe God was just looking at the finished product. Brother Bram said he has your picture on his, if he had a house and he had a refrigerator, he'd have your picture on it. You know how your sisters do. And said it'd be in your best year of your life. 18, 20 years old, your best. At your best. Well, God was looking at the finished product. Abraham was just a man, like me and you. And when God told him that he's going to have a son, he waited. Brother Bram said it like this. He went to Sarah right after that. Said, Sarah, how do you feel? No different. Praise God, we'll have it tomorrow. The next day, how do you feel, Sarah? No different. 25 years. I imagine he got laughed at. He said, you think he might have got discouraged? He's a man, human being. We get discouraged. But over there in Romans, it never did say nothing about his discouragement. He just said he counted those things that were not as though they were. Giving praise to the one that made the promise. Amen. That's what he was doing. He never missed it. He just looking at the finished product. I like that. Oh, I believe we got that same kind of testimony. Amen. Not one time. He said, no, he just wouldn't done it. No matter what anybody else thought, he wouldn't done it. Why? He was full of that quickening power. And when time for that old man to die, God just sent down the ladder and he walked up home. He quickened him and his mortal body went up a rapture. Amen. That's that quickening power. You love him? Let's bow our heads. Father, we love you this morning, Lord. And Lord, if I went a little long, forgive me, Lord. Father, just feeling so good, Lord. And Lord, here it is, New Year, Father. And just that just struck me something when Brother Doug read that last night. Let's walk into the new year with the Lord. Father, I want to walk with you, Lord. I want to have a walk like Enoch had, Lord. Help me to have that same kind of walk, Lord. Father, may you look way down at the finished product. Every what you tell me to do, he never missed one word. No argument about it, he just wouldn't have done it. Help us to be like that, Lord Jesus. Help me, Lord. Let me walk with you, Lord. God, let me find favor with you as Noah did. Look all around and how that writer wrote. Every evil thought, every evil, all their designs were evil. Their attitudes were evil. Everything about them was evil. But still, without the Holy Ghost like we have it, they still walk with you. Father, let me to know that you got a people in this day. Hell has surfaced its way to the earth. The scripture says that hell has enlarged her mouth. Oh, it's insanity everywhere. But you still got a people in the midst of Lady Osea. Lord, I remember my brother said one time, them four horse riders, that last horse gave him a name, death, and hell followed him. We remember your prophet saying, Lord, if I come up to your house that day, he said, depart from me, William Branham. Kick me into hell. He said, I still love you. Lord, in the midst of Lady Osea, in the midst of hell, he still loved you, Lord. When he was sitting there in J.C. Penney's right here in this city, he said, there I was in hell again. But he still walked with you and he still loved you. God, I believe you got a bride that's just like that, Lord. Lord, he was the first one that came to maturity. Sheaf offering, waved over the people. Letting us to know there's going to be more just like it. Father, thank you that I'm one of them this morning, Lord. Lord, that in this dark and dismal hour, Lord, in this age of Lady Osea, people's rights. And you better believe they got rights. They'll tell you right off, I got a right.
Don't tell me I'm wrong. I got a right to do this. I got a right. But in the midst of all that, Lord, you got a bride. Help me, Lord. Let me keep walking with you, Lord. Lord, whatever you say for me to do, let me do it, Lord. Help me, Father. Lord, help these people today, Lord. Every one of them, Lord. Some that ain't here, Lord, sick or vacation or something, Lord. May they make up in their mind that I'm going to walk with him in 2023. I'm going to do everything I can. When he says for me to do something, I'm going to do it. No argument, I'm just going to do it. Grant it, Father. Bless every man, every woman, every brother, every sister, every young person, Lord. Bless them this morning, Father. Bless Brother Doug, his wife, everyone, Lord. We love you. We appreciate you, Lord. I'm walking with you, Lord. In Jesus' name, I pray. Amen. Second, sister.
Day and by night, Jesus, the light of the world, oh, we'll walk.